Recording 25.
Hello there, I'm Paul Dadley, and this is Studio One with all your favourite music and entertainment news. And first off, I'm very happy to welcome actor Gemma Lewis to the studio.
Thank you.
Actually, shouldn't I call you a film star rather than an actor? After all, you've been world famous since making the film Starshine 2 years ago, haven't you?
Well, yes, I suppose so. I enjoyed making that film, but I really want to be a stage actor.
It was quite a surprise to get the lead in Starshine, wasn't it?
Yes. I got the part in spite of having no film experience.
How was that?
I was at a theatre school. I was 15 and I'd only acted small parts in some stage plays. The director chose me to play the part after visiting several schools. I still don't really know how he guessed I would be right for it.
And you had no hesitation in accepting?
Oh, yes. I had a long talk with my parents before accepting it. In the end, I went for it, even though I knew I would have to spend a year away from home. It was a chance I couldn't afford to miss.
But you didn't make any more films after finishing Starshine. Why is that? You must have had plenty of offers.
Yes, I did. In fact, I was offered 2 more films while making Starshine, but working far from home, I sometimes felt very lonely, and I wanted to develop a stage career, so I came back to England.
So, no more films?
Oh, I don't know. I'd be happy to do another film later, but I'm booked up for the next few months.
Well, Gemma, that's good news for your fans. Now, what about the play you're appearing in at the moment?
It's great. It's actually a comedy, despite being called Dark Days. It's really funny.
And it's at the Arts Theatre, so everybody don't miss the chance to see Gemma Lewis live. Gemma, thank you for coming to talk to us.
Thank you.
And now for some music.